morning and welcome.
My name is Stacy Dean Stevens. I'm the co-founder and director of communications for Carbon Motors Corporation. As a former police officer, I can personally tell you that what you are about to hear today will positively and materially affect over 800,000 women and men in uniform, their families, and every taxpayer in the United States of America. At this time, to share with you what is going on today and why we're all gathered here, I would like to introduce you to the chairman and CEO of Carbon Motors Corporation, Mr. William Santana Lee. Bill?
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I appreciate all of you taking the time out of your busy Monday morning schedules to focus your job, your attention on jobs, the energy crisis, and homeland security. The first role of government is to protect its people. And it's therefore befitting that a homeland security company like Carbon Motors Corporation would make a major announcement today here in our nation's capital. Today, I'd like to share a bit about Carbon Motors, provide a quick update as we accelerate to full-scale production of the Carbon E7, the world's first and only purpose-built law enforcement vehicle, and announce a new key partner that will help us reach that goal. First, though, a bit of background. 7 years ago, I received a phone call from a police officer pleading for a purpose-built vehicle because his colleagues were unnecessarily being injured and having their lives put at significant risk. He believed that by patrolling in a vehicle that was not 100% designed with the critical needs and safety of officers in mind, he and his colleagues were at serious risk. He rightfully felt that the brave women and men who were expected to place their lives on the line every single day deserved only the best equipment to do their jobs. And so we established what we now call the Carbon Council. Over 3,500 law enforcement professionals from all 50 states at the local, state, and federal level to help define a purpose-built vehicle for law enforcement. What we came up with was a list of over 100 key operating requirements a vehicle should have for law enforcement operations. In the process, it became evident that it was impossible to do this from a technical and business standpoint solely by simply modifying a retail passenger car. Instead, we decided to develop an all-new, ground-up homeland security platform designed by law enforcement exclusively for law enforcement. Carbon Motors Corporation was established to deliver on that critical mission of developing, distributing, servicing, and recycling the world's only purpose-built vehicle. But what exactly is purpose-built? Well, purpose-built quite simply means exclusively built for a particular purpose. A superior product built from the ground up with one sole mission, dedicated to one set of professional users. Our country builds purpose-built vehicles to put out fires, to go into battle, collect our trash, and even deliver our mail. Why not a purpose-built vehicle then for patrolling our roadways, protecting our communities, and securing our homeland? The F-35 Joint Strike Fighter, the MRAP All-Terrain Armored Vehicle, an emergency fire truck, a SWAT armored rescue vehicle, and the vehicle you see here today before you, these are purpose-built vehicles on a very serious, clear, and singular mission. The Carbon E7 is in fact so serious that it will have a positive and material effect on at least five of President Obama's cabinet-level departments, including the Departments of Labor, Energy, Homeland Security, Justice, and Transportation. Let me make four quick points. When the Carbon E7 hits full-scale production in Connersville, Indiana, we project that we'll have created in excess of approximately 10,000 new American jobs, 1,550 new direct jobs, green American jobs of national importance, 500 co-located supplier jobs, and 8,000 indirect jobs in the region. Second, our country is staring at a nationwide fleet of over 450,000 imported law enforcement vehicles that, by some accounts, are averaging a horrifying 11 miles per gallon and consuming over 1.5 billion gallons of gasoline and emitting over 14 million tons of CO2 annually. The Carbon E7 will cut these figures by up to 40% and will be built on U.S. soil. There are currently over 19,000 law enforcement agencies across the U.S., and as you might imagine, having each of these agencies purchase a vehicle from a local new car dealer, taking it back to their agencies, and then having them physically install tens of thousands of dollars worth of equipment on an ad hoc basis is not the most efficient process to produce a patrol-ready vehicle. We estimate that if the whole country were to switch over to Carbon E7, we could save taxpayers in excess of $10 billion over 10 years. In the U.S., law enforcement purchases approximately 75,000 new vehicles annually, many with their retrofitted array of aftermarket equipment do not meet the federally mandated safety standards for automobiles. The Carbon E7 will meet or exceed all of these standards with the law enforcement and homeland security equipment fully integrated into the vehicle, a new world-class standard, a purpose-built homeland security platform for our brave law enforcement first responders. Back in September of 2008, we completed the running prototype of the E7 and kicked off a nationwide tour of 47 stops across the country covering 20 states. What we found was an overwhelming demand for the E7. To date, more than 350 law enforcement agencies in 48 states have placed over 13,000 reservations for this vehicle. The demand for this product is unquestioned. But I will say the most impactful and memorable day for me was when we stopped in Connersville, Indiana, and where we were greeted by over 10,000 people on a day that was officially proclaimed Carbon Motors Day. Connersville traces its industrial history back to several automakers of yesteryear, including Auburn and Cord, and is also home to the invention of a particular type of forced induction technology, namely the supercharger. After assessing offers from five states, on July 29th of 2009, we announced that Connersville automotive past would be a part of America's homeland security future. And this past December, on behalf of Carbon Motors, the city of Connersville acquired a mothballed 1.8 million square foot facility, a shuttered automotive facility on 183 acres. We are presently redesigning and will soon commence work on the refurbishment of this brownfield site with the goal of turning it into a LEED certified new green industrial campus. It will house our headquarters, our research and development, production, sales, service, and training in one integrated carbon campus. To build on this momentum, on January 7th of this year, Carbon Motors was advised by the U.S. Department of Energy that its $310 million loan filed under the provisions of Section 136 of the Energy Independence and Security Act of 2007 had cleared its first major hurdle. We continue to work collaboratively and in a positive manner with the Obama administration as we drive to deliver on our collective commitment to put Americans back to work. To make our bold vision a reality, Carbon Motors has traveled the entire globe in search of the absolute best technologies worthy of our brave women and men in uniform, technologies that will be delivered to the front lines of law enforcement in the Carbon E7. To date, we've announced almost 20 major suppliers and partners in the U.S., including Lear, Autoliv, Dürr, Lotus, BASF, Federal Signal, and L3 Communications. And today, I'm excited to tell you about a game-changing announcement to go along with our breakthrough product and superior business model. One of the most important technologies for any vehicle designed for the rigors of law enforcement is the powertrain. It must endure the constant use, the stopping and starting, the rapid acceleration and high speeds. We've been focused on securing a powertrain technology that will provide improved safety characteristics, be extremely durable, provide stellar performance, and could operate reliably 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Also, it has to be extremely fuel efficient, dramatically cut CO2 emissions, and significantly reduce the overall operating costs currently plaguing the 19,000 law enforcement agencies across our great land. The technically correct solution for law enforcement was to find the absolute best, cutting-edge clean diesel engine. We searched methodically throughout the industry for the most advanced clean diesel engine on the planet that could be provided by a truly world-class partner. Today, I'm here to announce that we have found that technology, and we have found that truly world-class partner. It is my distinct honor, and it is with great pleasure, that we announce today to you today that Carbon Motors Corporation has selected BMW as our powertrain technology partner. This announcement today is yet another major step forward in putting the Carbon E7, the world's first and only purpose-built law enforcement patrol vehicle, into full-scale production. We selected an innovative and leading-edge company with which to partner to ensure that our first responders have only the best today and tomorrow, because that is what they have earned, and that is what they deserve. And for the long term, we believe BMW's technological expertise and prowess will be a key factor in enabling exports of the Carbon E7, which will help put even more Americans back to work. We are forever grateful to our friends at BMW. They understand the protection of our citizens against threats, both foreign and domestic, knows no boundaries. And I'm honored to have BMW join in this noble effort to put Americans back to work, to better secure our country, and to materially reduce our dependence on foreign oil. On behalf of Carbon Motors Corporation and the 840,000 law enforcement first responders across this great country of ours, I thank you. We are tremendously appreciative that Ian Robertson, board member of BMW Group, has graciously made the very long trip to be with us today for this exciting announcement. Thanks for coming in. We look forward to hearing from you in just a moment. But at this time, it is my great pleasure to introduce Senator Lugar to offer his perspective on why it is in the national security and socioeconomic interests of the United States to accelerate the production of the E7. As you heard me say, Indiana has been extremely welcoming and enthusiastic towards Carbon Motors. We can't thank the senator and the entire Indiana congressional delegation enough for their collective assistance and support in making this happen. And we're delighted to have such a strong advocate and partner. And ladies and gentlemen, the Honorable Richard Lugar, United States Senator from the great state of Indiana.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Very sweet. Thank you very much. Thank you. What a great announcement and what a great beginning. We deeply appreciate this opportunity on behalf of the state of Indiana, our Governor Mitch Daniels, our legislature, those certainly in the leadership of Connersville, Indiana. This is a very special day for each one of us. And since that announcement in Connersville, we've remained very encouraged about Carbon Motors, and the significant announcement of today is particularly exciting in advancing our thinking. We're excited by this car's functional design for the law enforcement mission, and we're excited by its green features, by how it will reduce the use of foreign oil and lower emissions. We are excited for potentially thousands of jobs in our home state of Indiana and elsewhere in the supply chain. And we're especially excited to have the commitment of BMW to Connersville, Indiana, USA. With some impatience, I've been urging the United States Department of Energy to move forward in processing direct loan applications for Carbon Motors and other Indiana applicants. I believe the job-creating partnership that's being announced today should be a great plus for moving quickly and getting people back to work on the Carbon E7. I understand the Department of Energy will look at the car later this week, and I trust that that review will spur the same excitement that we've had with this remarkable vehicle today. Throughout the last decade, I've argued that Indiana has the critical mass of people, companies, researchers, and expertise to lead an advanced car and car component innovation. And today marks truly a milestone in entering this promising future. Thank you for your commitment. We look forward to many successes working with you. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Senator Lugar. Ladies and gentlemen, it is now my pleasure to introduce to you Secretary of Commerce for the State of Indiana, Mitch Robe.
Well, Bill, I have got to ask you in the future not to have to follow Senator Lugar on the stage. It's a tough act to follow. On behalf of Governor Daniels, I'm thrilled to be here today. Want to thank a number of folks who were not able to make it, including the mayor and the community of Lawrenceburg, who's been very helpful in putting together this deal. And Mayor, I know you'll do the same when you have an opportunity. You don't have to have been, I was a, for those of you who don't know, Senator Lugar, before he was senator, was the mayor of Indianapolis. I, in subsequent administration, served in city government. You don't have to have served in city government very long to see the importance of a vehicle like this, really a tremendous vehicle, indicative of why I'm so excited about it, and I know why Senator Lugar is as well. It's both from an officer safety standpoint and a fiscally fit standpoint, it is a terrific vehicle and a really big leap forward in terms of law enforcement for our nation. We're also very pleased that Carbon Motors has chosen Connersville and chosen Indiana. We have worked very hard over the last 4 years to make sure that we retained a terrific workforce in Indiana, that we keep a AAA credit rating, and we have something in Indiana that other states perhaps don't know, and certainly those folks in Washington might not have heard of for a while, and that's called a balanced budget. And Governor Daniels is insistent on maintaining that effort, and we are very determined that a quality business climate will continue to attract companies like Carbon Motors. So, Bill, thank you very much. Thank you for your diligence over the last several, last year now that we've been working together on this, and we look forward to working with you and your colleagues very closely over the next several years as we bring this vehicle into full production in Indiana. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary. It is now my distinct honor to be able to present to you from the board of, member of the Board of Management from BMW in charge of sales and marketing, Mr. Ian Robertson. Mr. Robertson, thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of the BMW Group, I'd really like to say that we're so pleased to be a partner of Carbon Motors in this groundbreaking initiative. Now, this is a perfect match. It underscores our commitment to sustainable mobility and supports Carbon Motors in their commitment to deliver low-carbon law enforcement vehicles with outstanding performance. Now, when Carbon Motors approached us with their idea, we were pleased that we could support such an entrepreneurial company in the United States, which is our largest market outside of Germany. Now, this deal signifies another milestone in BMW Group corporate strategy number one. We introduced it in 2007, and the group announced back then that it would consider tapping additional channels. This seems to be a little temperamental. Supporting third-party agents with our core competence is an avenue which makes perfect sense, and we will continue to evaluate opportunities in this area. Our strategy proved to be a good fit with Carbon's plans, and we will be the exclusive supplier of powertrains for their purpose-built law enforcement vehicles. Within the scope of the partnership, we will be ready to deliver over 240,000 diesel engines. Now, the vehicles will be equipped with our BMW Advanced Diesel technology with Blue Performance. And this is the most advanced diesel technology in the world today. Quite simply, the engine technology reduces fuel consumption by up to 40% and carbon emissions by up to 30% compared to equivalent gasoline engines. Now, this means that Carbon Motors' fleet will require just over half the fuel of the current law enforcement fleet, yet will deliver 40% more torque and performance. Now, our current diesel models are testimony to these impressive statistics. At the end of 2008, we introduced two diesel models here in the United States, the BMW 335D sedan and the BMW X5 xDrive 35D. And as you can see, EPA figures for these diesel models are really, really impressive. The powertrain in these vehicles is a sequential twin-turbo inline-six which is the benchmark for performance and fuel efficiency in its class. And with this engine, our vehicles have an impressive range of around 650 miles per tank. Our diesel models in the US have met with a great response from the media, from customers and NGOs alike. And one of my favorite quotes referring to the 335D was, "Prepare to have your prejudices shattered and your perceptions altered." In recent years, BMW diesel engines have dominated the classes in the renowned International Engine Awards of the year. And last year, nearly 500,000 BMW and MINI vehicles, around 39% of our total volume, were diesels. In Europe, diesel is already a long tradition and a great image. 10 years ago, around 15% of passenger cars were diesel. Now, it's over 60% that are sold with diesel engines. Now, customers in the US already realize the improvements and the benefits of diesel technology. Currently, one in every three BMW X5 vehicles sold in the United States is a diesel. The BMW X5 is also the premium segment's best-selling diesel vehicle. Now, through our partnership with Carbon Motors, we see a great opportunity for us to further contribute to the growth of the automobile business here in America with our innovation and technology. Now, supporting a U.S. car manufacturer to develop highly fuel-efficient vehicles is one more important element of BMW Group's commitment to the United States. The U.S. is our second home. We've been a solid contributor to the America's economic, social, and sustainable advancements since 1975. And today, we employ around 7,000 people in 11 states in U.S. facilities. The BMW Group provides directly and indirectly 50,000 jobs in the United States. And we also collaborate with major academic institutions on the East and West Coast to develop joint projects that are helping to train tomorrow's leaders. Now, we've been a manufacturer in the United States since 1994, and our plant in South Carolina has produced over 1.5 million vehicles for the global market since then. Worldwide, it is the sole source of production for the X5, the X6, the X6 Hybrid, and very, very soon, the X3. And we ship 70% of our total Spartanburg production to global markets. And that makes BMW the largest vehicle exporter in the United States to non-NAFTA countries and a very, very positive contributor to America's balance of trade. Our purchase volume in 2009 in the NAFTA region amounted to over $2.5 billion, and we will intend to increase that further in the near future. And BMW intends to remain the best-selling European premium brand in the US, and we are totally committed to this market, which is why we announced additional investments totaling $1 billion just last year. Now, the lion's share will be an expansion of our Spartanburg facility, an increase of around 50%, which, of course, will also provide many more new jobs in Spartanburg. And that brings BMW's total investment in the plant over the years to just over $4.2 billion. Now, the plant generates $1.2 billion in annual wages and supports more than 23,000 jobs across the state. And, of course, we want to play our part in helping the USA achieve its goals in the reduction of carbon emissions and oil consumption. And we're very, very pleased that last year the government included European manufacturers, such as the BMW Group, in discussions on going green. Now, at the BMW Group, we incorporate sustainability into all the stages of the production process and the product line. For the fifth year in a row, the BMW Group was named the world's most sustainable car company, according to the Dow Jones Sustainability Index. And the BMW Group has also been honored for the second year in a row by Fortune magazine as the most admired automotive company in the world. Now, such recognition demonstrates our commitment to making the cars of the future in a responsible and, more important, sustainable way. And we see our partnership with Carbon Motors as a major opportunity to shine a light on sustainable mobility. Therefore, we are absolutely thrilled to be part of this venture. We admire Carbon Motors for their spirit of entrepreneurship and innovation, and especially in the area of law enforcement, which plays such a vital role in communities all across America. We are pleased to offer our competence to assist the men and women who serve this country. And so, ladies and gentlemen, once again, it's a great, great pleasure to be here, and thank you for taking time in your busy diaries.
Robertson.
Thank you, Bill.
Prior to our official signing ceremony of the agreement between BMW and Carbon Motors Corporation, I would like to recognize a couple of gentlemen who are here today as distinguished guests of Carbon Motors Corporation. We have with us for the past almost 2 years, we've worked diligently and with much exhaustion at finding what would soon be our home in Connersville, Indiana. We went all across the country, did an exhaustive search, and it is the gentleman who sits here in front of me, Mr. Mayor Leonard Urban, who helped bring Carbon Motors to the great state of Indiana. Mayor Urban, would you please join me? Please stay here with us. You're part of this. In addition to the mayor, I think it's also vitally important that we recognize our first responders. Representing all 800,000-plus women and men in uniform, we have the chief of police from Connersville, Indiana, as well, Mr. David Counselor. Chief. And at this time, we would like to commence the official signing of the agreement.
Do it. Super.
It is now official.
Well done.
At this time, we will move over in front of the vehicle and in the front of the engine so that we can address any questions that everybody might have and also for a photo session. Thank you very much, everybody, for coming.
Come with me in the night. No matter.